The Rosenberry Writers Conference at UNC is now in its 12th year. I'm just wondering, as a local author, have you presented there before?
I haven't, actually.
Your first time? Okay.
My first time. And I want to apologize for my voice. I don't usually sound like this. I hope I don't sound like this Wednesday night when I speak.
You've written 15 novels. You have 7 collections of short stories. And you've won multiple awards, including 7 Nebulas and 11 Hugos. Those are widely considered to be science fiction's most important awards. How does winning something like this change your world?
Well, winning the first one was huge. That changed everything. You know, it was a breakthrough to a different level of attention. Sometimes good, sometimes bad. and they matter a great deal in the field.
You're very well known in the Greeley community for the way you work.
Right.
But again, for those not familiar, you don't hole up in a writer's retreat and write alone. You actually go out.
I like working with a little white noise, and I'm really social, so I love being able to talk to people and say hi to people and stuff. If you say hi to too many people, then you don't get any work done. But right. I try to maintain a balance. I love working out in the world and shamelessly eavesdropping on people's conversations, I have to admit.
Do those ever make it into your story?
Oh, yes, indeed. People say the most amazing things, and they say even more amazing things on their phones.
Well, kind of switching gears a little bit, I'm wondering about your thoughts on the state of science fiction. And is this a good time to be a science fiction or fantasy writer?
Well, it's a great time to be a science fiction or fantasy writer. Fantasy is obviously flourishing thanks to Harry Potter. And sure, science fiction has been flourishing since Star Wars. So it's a terrible time to be a writer in terms of what's going on in publishing, because we're in the middle of a revolution and nobody quite knows what's coming. Nobody knows which way to jump. Nobody, should you put all your eggs in the basket of Kindle and online publishing? Should you stick with print? How should you approach the new world? And it's a real dilemma. I often say to young writers that I'm very glad I'm not attempting to break into the field right now. I think it would be very, very difficult.
As far as working with students, I mean, do you give advice to aspiring writers?
I do. I can't read manuscripts, which I'm frequently asked to do, but I do give lots of advice. And I do work regularly with the Sigma Tau Delta. That's the English Honor Society at UNC. Boy, all you need to have your faith revived in the future is to work directly with college students. You know, they're just great and they're full of ideas and can't wait to get out there and revolutionize everything. So it's very cool. I love that. That will probably be my favorite part of doing this conference is when I get to meet with the students.
So what is next for you?
I'm working on a new novel, a romantic comedy about telepathy.
Sounds interesting.
Because I think telepathy is like the worst idea ever. and there's actually been some scientific research on it lately. So that, I think somebody needs to warn them now. We don't really want to know what we're thinking. And I'm doing a short story about a mysterious bookshop. And I'm just writing every day, plugging ahead.
Well, I know everyone's looking forward to seeing you at the Writers Conference this week. And it was such a pleasure talking to you now.
Great. Thank you so much.
You rest your voice.
Okay.
Connie Willis is an award-winning science fiction author who lives and writes in Greeley. Her most recent book, Blackout All Clear, was awarded the Nebula for Best Novel in 2010 and the Hugo for Best Novel in 2011. She has a new collection, The Best of Connie Willis, coming out in May. She's presenting at the 12th Annual Rosenberry Writers Conference at UNC Wednesday evening. For KUNC, I'm Erin O'Toole.